Tim Bray is Director of Communications at Kentucky Speedway. Tim, busy weekend coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, it is, and we're very excited about having the triple header in once again. NASCAR doesn't do it very often when they bring trucks. The Nationwide Series, which is Tier 2, and of course the Sprint Cup Series, all to the same track for the same weekend. They did it in Dover a couple of weeks ago, but most of the time it's either trucks with Cup or Nationwide with Cup, and very rarely do you have all three. So we're very happy to do that once again. Started it 4 years ago when we added the Cup Series, and it's been very, very good for us to have all three.
There's been a rule change in the Cup Chase with an emphasis on winning. How's that going to impact or change the racing this year?
Well, I think you've seen it already that each week these drivers in the Cup Series, they're going out and they don't really particularly care about finishing second anymore. It's win. It's kind of like winner take all. And they want to get in that grid, which I'm sure a lot of folks think is very similar to the NCAA basketball tournament. And it is. I mean, it is a very similar grid to what you see in March, you know. And so I think it's been very good for the sport so far. When that trophy is hoisted in victory lane after the Quaker State 400 presented by Advance Auto Parts, that winner will be more than likely in the chase. All he's got to do is make sure he's in the top 30. And a couple guys have already won one. Several have won two. And so they're in already. And I'm thinking that whoever wins that race on Saturday night will have a very, very good chance of being in the chase come September.
Well, speaking of winning two races already, one of those is Dale Jr.
Yeah, how about that? When was at the ballpark a couple of weeks ago, and he, I'll tell you what, he's on fire right now. This is the best Jr. has done since 2004 when he was a rookie. I mean, he won six times that year. He hasn't won multiple times since 2004. Very excited for Junior. I think I can see it in his eyes that he really wants to win a championship for Steve Letarte.
And just last month, there was a Goodyear tire test at the Speedway. And, of course, the Speedway is known for the bumps.
and all the ridges and all of the – well, it's not a perfect track.
No, but that gives it some character, the drivers say.
Yeah, and I think it was Brad Keselowski, maybe Jamie McMurray. Could have been Brian Vickers. All three of them were sitting at the podium at the same time. And somebody asked them about the track, and – and the first thing out of their mouth was, as advertised, because it is really a challenge. And these drivers really don't want to change it. I mean, Carl Edwards said it when he was here for the Victory Tour and repeated what he has said all along, that he does not want that track repaved. To just make sure you can drag it out as long as you possibly can. And our ops people are doing a magnificent job getting that racetrack ready to go for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's a lot of laps, competitive laps. And Kyle Busch is going to try and complete every one of them and try and sweep the whole doggone thing. He's the only one who wants to be out there all three races. But there's several drivers that are going to be there either for Truck and Cup or Nationwide and Cup, like Matt Kenseth, Joey Logano, are going to run both the Nationwide Series and the Cup race. Obviously, Ryan Blaney's going to run a couple. Austin Dillon says, why not? So he's going to run Trucks and Cup. So there's a lot of the guys are going to run more than one because I think they want to get a handle on just how these cars, and trucks for that matter, really adapt to what has been done to the track and just how it came out of the winter.
Well, there's two more Earnhardt connections. Jeff Earnhardt is racing in the Nationwide, and he is Carrie's son and grandson of Dale Sr.
He has been, you know, feeling his way. He has not been consistent in rides, nothing like Dale Jr.
And then the Cup race, their number three is going to be Austin Dillon.
Wouldn't that be something if the three would be back in victory lane? I mean, we've been talking about it, and Austin has just every chance in the world because he likes a slippery track. It reminds him of his dirt track days. And He has been very successful at Kentucky Speedway. He's won a couple of times, and there wouldn't be probably a dry eye in victory lane if he would pull that in as a champion.
Carl Edwards was in town recently at Steve Cawthon's farm.
Right.
And he has a special goal this weekend, doesn't he?
He does. He would like to get the career Triple Crown at Kentucky Speedway. He's already done backflips in the truck race. That was his first ever National Series win in NASCAR. And everybody thought, what is he going to do? And he pulled it to the start-finish line and proceeds to do a backflip. And nobody ever dreamt that he would do that. Now it's his, you know, his calling card. And so he did it in the Nationwide Series in 2005. And he has a chance. Once again, this will be his fourth shot at it. And nobody remembers that Carl was on the outside front row last year, because everybody remembers Dale Jr. set the track record in qualifying. So there seems to be that, thought that Carl was way back in the field, but he wasn't. And so he's had some pretty good finishes here.
And the racing gets underway this coming Thursday night with the Camping World Truck Series. Now, what's that going to be like? When do the gates open?
Well, parking lots are open every day at 7 a.m., and our camping is open on Tuesday at noon. So NASCAR Nation starts arriving, and some have got their campers already at the track because they didn't take them all the way to Sonoma. They were in Michigan a couple of weeks ago. They brought them to Kentucky, and they just parked them. So there is a great deal of excitement already buzzing around the racetrack. But Thursday, 4 o'clock, all the gates are open. You're going to see the Camping World Truck Series and the UNOH 225. Friday is a monster day because you've got Sprint Cup Series practice, you've got Sprint Cup qualifying, and then the John R. Elliott Hero Campaign 300 presented by Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. That's a highway safety initiative. What a message. I've been in touch with the Elliott family, and they will be here. And very, very important to get a designated driver and be a hero. That's the message from the John R. Elliott Hero Campaign. So that is on Friday. And then Saturday, Quaker State 400 presented by Advance Auto Parts. Gates open at 12 noon. The Kroger Fan Zone will be open all 3 days in the same time periods. Thomas Rhettson concert at 5:15 on Saturday. So it's a full plate. We've got things for the kids to do, things for the season ticket fan. There'll be a separate party for them. We've got a full display area. So once you get to the track and get up near the main gate, you will see from gate 20 to gate 10 and everywhere in between a great deal of vendors. What I love is just all the merchandise sales. These guys, everybody's got a hauler, it seems like, that's just packed full of merchandise and gear and knickknacks for all the different drivers, and that will be right at the main gate. And so it's a full day. Don't think that you're going to show up at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock on Saturday, because there's so much more to do, and it's going to be a great race. We're looking forward to a terrific fourth running of the Quaker State 400.
What about the fan zone?
Fan zone's big. It's an upcharge, but it really is worth it because you get a chance to be right next to the stages, not just one, but there are two of them, one for Thomas Rhett, one for driver and introductions, and all the VIPs. You get to be down in the pits where all the cars are lined up, ready to go racing. A lot of people love to see those. And then there's things to do on pit road as well, and right behind pit road, a full plate of activities is in the fan zone area. So that has become a very exciting part of race day, whether it be Thursday, Friday, and especially on Saturday.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting weekend.
It is. It's got the makings of a very fun 3 days. And when it's all said and done, we're going to get three champions and a lot of fun for the fans as well. And we're all about the fan experience, and we look forward to the triple header here and hosting the premier stock car series in the entire country, and, of course, that is NASCAR.
Well, that's 3 days of NASCAR racing at Kentucky Speedway in Sparta this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Thanks, Tim, for coming in tonight.
It's been a pleasure being here, and I look forward to the next time.
My guest has been the Director of Communications at Kentucky Speedway, Tim Bray. For a link to Kentucky Speedway, go to our website, WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
And it goes like, ooh, and it goes like, hey, and it ends with a kiss. It goes like...